We're up to Sifta Zayin in Shin Lamed Aleph, which is of all the dinim of Trumas Umaisris, probably the one that's best known, that Hefker is part of the Trumas Umaisris. So the Mechaber says, Hefker Potter Mitruma Umaisris. Hefker is Potter. Why does it mean Hefker? That means produce, that's Hefker. Avala Zerea Sada Hefker Chai Mitrumas Umaisris. However, somebody who plants a field that's Hefker is Chayiv in Trumas Umaisris. The Shach of Zion says it means if you plant hefker and you want the peiros ilan should be hefker also, then it's also part of mitzumas umaisus. But if you're planting the sodesh al hefker and the peiros are not hefker, then it's chayiv in mitzumas umaisus. So this is a very poshut adin that we all think we know. Now, before I get to explaining why it's not so poshit, what's the reason Hefker is Pater? Anybody remember? Why is Hefker from Pater Trumas Umaisris? What? I don't think the Bavli brings the Pasik. What? Because the Levi doesn't have a Chelik and Nachla with you. So it's memayit the hefker which yeshlo chelik for nachla yimach. Okay, now that reason is going to become important in a little while. All right, but that's the hesber, the tam hadavar. Excuse me. It's kotein lechelik for nachla yimach, and this he has a chelik for nachla yimach. So memayla hefker is potter. Now. The Metzias HaDvarim of when Hefker is Potter, L'chayr, it's not so easy to explain. But what's the case? Do we mean it's already Chayv in Trumas Umaisris and now you're mafker it? Like you went to the store, you bought Israeli produce, you tell me, what do I do about Trumas? I think I put it on the table, be mafker it, and everything's fine. Is that Mestaver that if there's something is chayiv, you can't get rid of the chayiv. So then what's it talking? Before miruach. Before it becomes chayiv. So before it becomes chayiv, if it's hefker and I'm kain it, and I do miruach, so it doesn't become chayiv. Now what's the case? If it's already chayiv, is this a chiddush that you can pat the things that are chayiv? It's not a starver. If it's not yet chayiv, you mafker it, you kain it, and then you do miruach l'chayr, then the miruach is b'chayiv. So it's a little difficult to figure out what the case. What? You mean, so that would certainly be true. If it's hefker, and you're doing miruach on something that's still hefker, and anybody could take it, that would be hechetimsa. Though it's a very limited, that it's a very limited hechetimsa. He wants to be kind, but he's dafka not. Halacha is not the Baal Bas. Ownership is a technical issue. So we said Yitz Miruach is Mechayiv. Yeah, the Yitz Miruach is Mechayiv. Could be Bidrabana, I don't remember. Yep. In Siv Zayin it said, Mochareb Chagli Yisrael. So it says, Mirchad avichichavim b'shus Yisrael, the place of Yisrael in the Malkim einachayav mitrumas umaisus, but Mirchad Yisrael is chayiv.
I understand. Why did the Chavisya of Zeria saw the
Hefker?
Did you say
something? It's
not
really true.
Why? Why did you say have Zeria? Then it's chayiv. Zeria saw the Hefker. He did miruach.
Zeria, he did miruach. Yeah, it's come just afuke have a mina that It's a lafuke, a hava mina, that karka hefker patters. If I grow my thing in karka hefker, it might be a hava mina, it's coming lafuke there. Just, so I'll tell you, same thing. Oh, revere, it's even after the kiyus. Okay. We'll take one case at a time. You're right, but one second. What? Question is, when does miruach pat? When does hefka pata? So what does it mean? It means it's already chayav in truma and I'm after it? It grew wild. So a yid picks it and a yid does miruach, then it still stays pater. It could be, it's just it's a chiddush that even if the yid does. One of these two chidushim has to, lechayra has to be. So then the assumption is that what grows from it is his, so then he's, so that part is good. You're right, the second part is not the problem. The question is the first. Even the Miruach is not Mechayim. Shemitah. Like that, do meruah, so it's still going to be fun.
There has to be roots okay. In the ground in order.
All right, let me see to try to figure out whatever I'm able to figure out. I'm reading to you from Hilchos Ma'aser, Perek Gimel, Halacha Chaf. This is the Rabbi Hilchos Trumas and Hilchos Ma'aser. In Hilchos Ma'aser, it talks about that Achilas Arai. Is mutter after oinas hamaisris. I want to review. The first week we learned, I told you there's something called oinas hamaisris, which is a certain level of growth of the fruit. The fruit grows to a certain level of growth where it can be picked. Then it reaches oinas hamaisris without miruach. Oinas hamaisris itself is mechayiv achilas kva the trumas hamaisris. When it reaches Eidus HaMaisris, you're ready chayv. You don't need Miruach. It's chayv and Shumas HaMaisris when the pavri reaches a certain level. Sitting down and eating an ara, kva is mechayiv, just like Miruach is mechayiv. I told you, kisim chaseim, there are seven things that are mechayiv. Miruach is one of the seven. And those seven things... includes if you sit down and you eat the derech kava, kisim the shin stood for Shabbos, so the Shabbos v'yantif is mechayiv. Any achilas kava is mechayiv. Now achilas arai is still potter. Achilas arai is potter unless it reached miruach, in which case the peri is chayiv be'etzem. So even achilas arai, you're already chayiv in chumas u'maisus. Okay, that's the background to these halachas. The Rambam says. And this is Lashon Rambam. Kishem shemut alechal arai meperish l'nigmar malachdan. Just like you're allowed to eat arai from peris that didn't have miruach. Kachmut alachila lechayel mehem la'ofis kol ma'sheyitzer. Umafkir mehen kol ma'sheyitzer kaidim shia aser. And you mafkir from them anything you want before taking trumas u'maisris after they reached the oides ha'maisrais. Before they had the Meruach. This is prior to Meruach. And what do you gain from it? What you gain is that you can eat Achilas Kava without... you can eat Achilas Kava without... There's no Meruach. You can sit down and eat Achilas Kava without separating Trumas u'Maisris. So you have one Hechatimtza where Hefker helps. Koidem Meruach. You mafker it. Either you could be kited back, you could be kited back yourself, or someone else is kited. So it could be, we have to figure out, but it's in a minute. But if let's say you didn't do Miruach. So after it reached Eidus HaMaisris, before Miruach, Achilas Kvar is chayiv already. So that's a case where if you mafker it, you're marvia, so to speak, that you're going to be part of Chumas u'Maisris for Achilas Kava.
Why does
the Gemara talk about
the
Gemara? So he has kashas from Gemaras. It'll be kashas from Gemaras. Not such a bulky of shas, but Now he wants to know, why does the Gemara say those who want there to be pot to take it through a window, just be mafker it? Yeah. Well, maybe they're afraid someone else will take it. Huh? No? If I know you're being mafker it, I'll come. The Rambam says later that you can be chayzer v'kaini yourself too. Which you will talk about, yeah. Yeah, even yourself. The Rambam's lashon is mafim here, kol mashir to kaidim shayaser. Does he say aflachat chila? Afshavishkiya mifkis maisa, the hefka kaidim iruach part of a maisa. Okay. Rambam Vaita. So that's one hechetim. So then the Rambam says something which refers Shehel Rambam have more than one shot in the following. Im Gomroi, if you did Umiruach. Afa Pishaloi, I'm sorry, Im Gomroi here means no Dahina Miruach. Okay, Im Gomroi, if you did Miruach. Afa Pishaloi Nikfu Ulamaifsrais Loyafkir. What does it mean? Afal pishalei nikvu ulamaisus. Okay, in Gomrai, it says in Gomrai, haynu miruach. Afal pishalei nikvu ulamaisur. Meichad varim akayvim. The other things that are kaveya. Okay, lo yafkir af almenash azareyas. Okay, I have to understand exactly what it means. Afishlay nifkula meiser. Seems to mean that even though it didn't reach one or the other of the things, so why that matters, I'm not sure. But anyway, the Rambam says if you do miruach lo yafkir. That's lashon Rambam. If the miruach lo yafkir, what does lo yafkir mean? So there are two possible explanations to lo yafkir. Either it doesn't help to be mafkirit. Once you do miruach, it's chayiv, it doesn't help to be mafkirit. Or lo yafkir means it helps, but it's not the right thing to do. It's already chayiv and shumas umaisris. Lo yafkir, don't cheat the kayin and levi out of their portion in it. So even though it's possible to do it, then don't do it. So these two pshatim in the Rambam itself is not clear. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Tzadikei holds that Hefka helps. That really Hefka helps even after Miruach. And Lo Yafkir means don't be Mafkirit because you're going to be Mafkiyah Midei Maisus. And it works. And the Michas Chinuch says don't think it's a Chiddush Rambam. He calls it Roiv Rishayim hold this way. Here it brings the Rash Parakama de Peya Mishna Yud Mestapek Im Acha Gemar Melachtai Mufnei Riyas Pnei Abayis Pait Tehefka Memaisa. It says it could be that a Paters, this is if to Miruach before you actually take it into the house, whatever that gather is.
From the first case of the Rambam, where it said that the person himself would have before Miruach you could be Mafka
before Miruach you could be Mafka.
That's the answer what we
why? Yeah, that's one hechetimsa for sure. So one hechetimsa, how hefke helps, is after it's grown. So achilas kavatz chayiv, if you're mafkirit and you don't do miruach, so certainly it helps. The question here is, after miruach, does it help? So like I said, the Michas Chinuch learns that it helps, even after it's already chayiv and shumas umaisris, if it's just after miruach, that you could be mafkir and be mafkia for Trumas and Maisis.
It's not
Well, it could be aroma too. It could be aroma. There's a case. What? You'll be able to mafkia yourself in Trumas and Maisis. Yeah, but someone may take it if you're mafkir. All right. It's illegal. The rabbi says, lay after. Don't do it. But it works.
They can't prosecute.
Okay, so Chai Knievsky asks, he says there are a few Gemaras that seem to make it clear that after Miruach there's no way out. He says there are a few Gemaras that are mashma after Miruach there's no way out. And basically, the Gemaras come down to two groups. One, there are a number of Gemaras that say that Tevel is Mukta on Shabbos. Now, Tevel is Mukta on Shabbos, and not only that, it's Mevatel Kli Me'echanai. If Tevel falls on a Keli, so the Gemara says in Hagin Kira that you Mevatel Kli Me'echanai, that it's not only Mukta, but it makes other things Mukta as well. And the Gemara says there's a Mandi Omar that it's not Mukta. Hayel V'Ovar V'Hifrish. It's since if somebody's over and he's misakin, it works. Now, we don't pass like that, Mandiyama. But you see, if there's an Eitzah, that it's not Mukta. So, Frederick Chai Kanievsky, just be mafkarit. What's the big deal? You can be mafkarit. Now, you don't have to be mafkarit. But since if you're mafkarit, it's not Mukta. Just like the Gemara said, Hayel v'Efshel Sakna Misuka. So when Yavis says that since you could be misakin, you really can't be misakin. It's a drabanan. But there's such a man Yamar. Now, so we don't pass in Efshel Sakna. But what's with Efshel Afkiran? So this is Chai Kriyasi's Kasha on the Michaschena Sakra. Maybe it's after Rav Pnei Abayis, which the Rambam himself seems to hold this difference. I don't know. Al-Tilcha Shabbos. So the question is, Al-Tilcha Shabbos, Nadu Kinyon, and what about after? This is Rabbi Kivager, three famous Rabbi Kivager. There's a Chuvus Rabbi Kivager. As you know, you're not allowed to do Kinyonim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to buy things, you're not allowed to sell things. You can't give a Matana on Shabbos. You're not allowed to give a gift on Shabbos. I remember hearing the year I got married. I remember the summer after I got married, there was a maisa with somebody here. A girl from Flatbush got engaged to one of Rav Shas' granddaughters. Maybe it was a great granddaughter, I don't remember. And she,
a girl,
a son. Oh, sorry, good. No, it was a girl. I think it was a girl. What?
A girl got married to a grandson.
Yeah, it was a girl from Flatbush. So she met Rav Shach the first time on Shabbos. She went into him on Shabbos. So Rav Shach said it's his minig that he buys watches for the kallahs and the family. So he gave her a watch. Can you imagine a fancy watch? So he gave her a watch, and she was very shy to take it from him. So Rav Shach said to her, I understand, you don't want to take it, it's not be kind on Shabbos. I called someone in yesterday, he picked it up, it was kind of from you from yesterday, so you could take it. That's what he said to her. And she didn't really know what he was talking about, but I think it's a Mishnah Berurah, it talks about the old shuls. I remember they used to give the Bar Mitzvah boy a gift. The Rav used to get up in front, they make a speech, I give the Bar Mitzvah boy a gift. So I think Rav Ushbal in the Lubavitcher Shul on 12th Avenue, I grew up, he used to give empty boxes. He had the same empty box with the same, you know, on Shabbos he gave an empty box, and then afterwards he straightened out the chesh.
When did he came back to Shul afterwards?
So, what? Let's say Mishnah Berurah talks about that. Bar Mitzvah boy or Chus? So Rabbi Kiva Eger declares in a tshuva, if that's true for Hefker also, let's say you're walking in the street, let's say it's an Erev, you're walking in the street and you find a watch on the floor, assuming it's Hefker, it's a place that's very vacuum, are you allowed to be kainin on Shabbos? Kinyanim are also on Shabbos, Shabbos Yechtaiv. Is that only a sale, which you're more likely to write? Hefker? Who writes Hefker? I mean, now who writes when you get a watch as a gift? You also don't write it down. But there was a gzeira of Kinyonim that Rabbi Kiva Eger declares. The way he phrases it, is it the Meister that's Osir? Or is it the Shini Rishus that's Osir? Is it the fact that it's coming to your Rishus? Or is it the fact that it's a transfer? I understand. One second. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is Masur. The truth is Rabbi Kiva Eger is Machmer. However, there's a raya that the Mishnah Berurah would be matir. Because the Mishnah Berurah asks, it's not Mishnah Berurah, it's Mishnah Berurah, but he brings the Truma Sadasha. He says, why can't you do a pidyon haben on Shabbos if your baby is 31 days old? On Shabbos, do pidyon haben. You can't do pidyon haben, it's a kinyan. So 1 minute. So the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Sedesha brings, why don't you give it to the kohen Friday? It should be chal on Shabbos. In such a case in the Gemara and Bechairis. You give it to the kohen Friday, then it should be chal, the pinyon should be chal on Shabbos. So why don't you do that? Give him Friday, it should be chal on Shabbos. So Chumas Hadeshin says, you mafsid the bracha, and you mafsid the su'udah. Imagine such a cheshbon. You mafsid the bracha, you mafsid the su'udah, so it's not kedai. As I say, Chumas Hadeshin. Because Friday you can't make the bracha. You can't make the bracha, it's chal by itself on Shabbos. No ma'isa mitzvah. Without a ma'isa mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. You're not mafsid the shkolim. You have to give him anyway. If you don't give him Shabbos, you give him Sunday. You're gonna have to pay him for Yom Ben no matter what. At the end. The saying is not ma'akiv. The whole nusach is not. It's part of being mafsid the suda. You mafsid the whole thing. Why you mafsid the suda? I guess the suda should be shas mitzvah. And the mitzvah is chal by itself. I don't know. Wait, let me finish the raya. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself says it's not shver, because it's the chalois hakinyan that's also on Shabbos, not the mais hakinyan. One second. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it's the chalois hakinyan and not the mais hakinyan that's also. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger answers the Chumas Hadeshon's kasha, what is he saying? That the chalois is also not the mais. But the Mishavur doesn't bring Rabbi Kivag's reason. He brings the Chumash Hadeshin's reason. So it sounds like the Mishavur is passing the Chumash Hadeshin, although in the Tshuva, Rav Moshe Paskins like Rabbi Kivag. It's an afkamina, those who want to do automated sales for Shabbos. Some people, especially with stocks, they want to set stock markets not open on Shabbos. Again, Yom Tov. Yeah, they want to do automated types of sales. So according to the Mishavur, it sounds like it's mutter. It's the same thing. You're doing the Maisa Kinyan the day before, and it's chal on Shabbos.
Your rent is due.
What?
Your rent is due on Shabbos.
See, if your rent is due, you're not going to get it till Sunday. So the chayv is due, but not the sale. Here we're talking with the sale is going to be chal. That's an eBay bid that's going to finish on Shabbos. It might be the same thing. The difference by eBay is that you're not kind of the item. If the item gets lost in transit, they replace it for you. So you sort of kind of the rights to it, but there's no chalos hakinyan. You're not really kind of the item. When Shane came by stocks, and no question how you kind of stocks at all, what you kind of exactly, but whatever you kind of by stocks, whatever it is, it's chal. If it goes bust there before you get the notification or whatever it is, yeah, I assume you still lose what you got. So it's in good cash. The Mordechai says for a mitzvah it's mutter. The Mordechai in Beya says for a mitzvah you'll do kinyanim, but the Mishnah says ain't paidim. The Mishnah in Beya. So why is that a kasha the Mordechai? I don't know. But that's what it says. Anyway, what I mean to say. What?
According to
Rav Moshe Netshuva writes that according to Rabbi Kivega, stocks will be awesome. That's what he writes. It sounds like Rav Moshe is paskening like him. So sounds like Rav Moshe is paskening like Rabbi Kivega. Even though I don't know, people ask me, I tell Rav Moshe asses, but it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is mad here. So I think we do the Kenyan. It's been a few years, but I think the Kenyan is chal b'shas Kenyan. We just leave out whatever's left over. At any rate, the point I want to get back to is being mafkir things on Shabbos. If you hold that you could be kind of in a hefker, you certainly could be mafkir. No reason to write things down when you're being mafkir things. Now, you want to turn around and be kind of back in a hefker. That's the whole reason on Shabbos. To be mafka the Paris. So anyway, getting back, Chai Kanievsky is in the middle of giving two kashas. Those that hold, if you're mafka after miruach, that it patters. So he has two sort of sets of kashas. One from a few Gemaras that say Muktzah, Tevel is Muktzah on Shabbos, and here's why it's Muktzah. And second, he brings a number of not only Gemaras, but Mishnayos and Zeroyim, by somebody who finds an Aveda, he finds Gregorius, he finds an Aveda of produce. So he brings a Mishnah Maestris, Muktzah Gregorius, in Darsan, Raiv Ben Ayadam, Chayim Chusum Maestris. If it's after the period where and there's a season for figs, so if it's past the season, I mean, there's most of them is chayiv chumas of Isis. So if you find it in the street, you're chayiv. So Zogmar Chai Kanievsky, it's a raya. Aveda is also afker. So it's a raya that if you're mafker it after the chiyuv, you can't become potter. This is Rav Chai Kanievsky's rayas. It's funny because it's Rishonim that talk about it, but he's bringing a raya to say Pshat in the Rambam that Pshat in the Rambam is lo yafkir, that if to be ruach it doesn't help to be mafkir. That's it. Now to answer the Maisa is the Rishonim that say that hefke helps if to be ruach. Maybe like you say, there's a difference after gemar malacha. But the answer, the raya from Shabbos, could be the answer is he doesn't want to be mafkarit. Somebody might take it. To say it's not muktzah, he could be mafkarit. It's one thing to say he could be misakin it, it's aimed to be misakin. Why would anybody want to be mafkarit's payers? Somebody else will take it. So it could be. All right, so I'll answer just one thing at a time. All right, the second raya from Avedis. So if you remember the Lomdis of Yiyush from Bava Metzia, from Eilam Metzias, by Yiyush, not so poshut. By Yiyush, remember, if you lose something and you miyayish, the halacha is it's still yours. Yiyush is not mafkir midei bailov. The bailim still own the thing that is miyayish. It's a halacha that anybody's allowed to take it. But when you're miyayish, it's still yours. And nafkamina is, if you lose something, you're miyayish. And then you see it off in the distance, say, oh, there it is. And you're heading towards it. And someone else sees it too, and someone else grabs it first. So by yiyush, since we namon, certainly la halacha, that yiyush is not a hafkah mirshus bailim. So it's still yours, and technically it's never hefker. Technically, it's true, anybody who finds it is allowed to keep it, but does it have a Shem Hefker? Technically, it doesn't have a Shem Hefker. You have to have Das to be kind of it. You have not kind of by itself. If you say Beferish, it's Hefker, then it never became Hefker. Chatzer Shalom is kind of Shalom Yidaitai, but if you say Zu Hefker, it's not Mustaver that it's right away, you're kind of back. I don't know. If it's mazik, presumably you're responsible. Someone trips over it, so there's, I don't know. You want me to tell you other amaratzes that people say? I don't know, I once had an 8th grade rabbi, he said, unbelievable, learning Hilchus Bar in class, and boys leave their briefcase in the middle of the aisle. So I said to him, what does a briefcase in the aisle have to do with bar? So what do you mean? Someone falls and hurts himself, it's bar. I said, that's not bar. So what do you mean it's not bar? It's a briefcase. So I know we paskin, the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, we paskin karka, that if someone trips over a briefcase and bangs his head on the ground, you're potter. Karka oilam is ikasai. Only chayiv if he bangs his head in the briefcase and hurts himself. So what did you say about a bar?
No, somebody stuck his foot out and he tripped and his head on the...
Okay, anyway, getting back to here. So this is why I was thinking there. Chaim Kanievsky's rayas may I can't answer Chaim Kanievsky's rayas, but I can try to answer the others. Mechas Chenoch, it could be holds that it's not a shtarker raya. However, so the Maisa, we right now have two echetimtzes of hefker. Either you mafker it before miruach and you pater from achilas kvah. Or after miruach, we have now machlokes. Mechassino says the ikur is like the kavanas Rambam that if you mafker it taka helps after miruach, and the Chaim Kanievsky passes not that way. Otherwise, it'll be an eitzah. People buy Israeli produce, you put it down, and unless again, there's the nigmar rop and habayis, it may be different. But there's another interesting discussion regarding one of the famous shitas haktzais. There's a ktzais, it's in a number of places. I think the main place is the beginning of Siman Resh Ayin Vav, Resh Ayin Gimel. It's the beginning of Hilchos Hefker. It sounds like a strange thing to many people. The ktzais shita is that when you mafker something, it also remains yours. What others say about Yiyush, the ktzais, you want to have the ktzais learns Hefker? Ktzais Hefker is a neder. It's a din in Hilchos Nedarim. What does that mean? I own something, I put it down, I say, Zuhefker. What am I doing? I'm making a neder, it's still mine. I'm making a neder that I'm not going to stop anybody who wants to come from taking it. Hefker is a code word for a neder that anybody who wants could take it. That's what Hefker means. There is no chalois Hefker, it's not Yotzim Rishusa. Nafkamina. Now he says that's why Hefker doesn't work. That's why we do bittel by Chum. It's not Hefker. Okay, so he's going, I guess, like the tzad that bittel is Lametam Hefker. That when you mafker it, he says nafkamina. If someone's mafker it, and then he dies, so his Yarshim inherit it, and it's always Hefker. Poof, always Hefker. Because the Yarshim don't have to keep a father's neder. And father makes a neder to give someone a gift. Stucker may be different. Let's say he makes a neder to give Reuven a gift. He dies. You don't have to give Reuven's gift. It's a neder, and there's no kiyama neder. So he says efshir aloshin efshir. The ktsais is style. He says bichidushim. Says baloshin efshir. But by the time he gets to the end of the ktsais, he's positive already. That it's that way, and later in Simon Tuf Beis, I think he already says he says it as a vadoes that Hefker blibes in the Rishus HaBayim. That still is. So can you ask what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is if he dies, his children yashin it. What a nafkamina is? I don't know. There are probably many nafkaminas. So of course you're going to ask, so what's going on? How are you mafkir from Trumas Umaisris? How are you going to take away from Trumas Umaisris? It still is. He's mafkir, you take away from Trumas Umaisris. What? Oh, beautiful. So the stipler says this somewhere in the Kilos Yaakov. He says, not Akasha. Because the Ptur is that Hefker, that Pas Trumas Umaisris. It says by Levi, Ki Ein Lechelik V'Nach Le'imach, Yigil Trumas Umaisris. But here he has a chelif and achlimach. Anybody could take it. The lady could come and take it. So once he could take it, so already it's mafki amidei shumas umaisus. That's the stipler says. So probably that's what Chaim Kanievsky means in his raya from Yiyush as well. Chaim Kanievsky says it's a raya from an aveda. An aveda, you find it, you have to give shumas umaisus. So I asked, what do you mean? Yiyush, it's still yours. It's not hefker. But they have an aveda. It's vaytein lechelik v'nachla. Yesh lechelik v'nachla yimach. He has a chelik v'nachla. So v'meila the raya is a good raya. It could be that mechas chinuch. He wanted to say mechas chinuch. He maybe disagrees in this whole echetim. So he says Yiyush is not. It's still the owners. But at least be'etzem the raya is a good raya.
Why can't you assume that the person that lost it is an actor?
Because usually when people lose things, Yiyush is not something people are happy to do. Yiyush is something, I feel bad. You know, I had a diamond ring, and I lost it. I was on the train, I left my umbrella in the train, I feel bad. So I'm not mafker it, I want it. Yiyush is against my will. Yiyush is that I was... That's why Yish Lemidas is not Yish. It was totally against my will. It's not something that I wanted. So, and you're right. If you're mafkid, you'd be right. But regularly Yish is just not that way. So, what?
What's the problem with Baboya? It's first. Baboya, that he did the fake shikha, then he was marshaled because Trumas Masel. Once he put it down, everybody could take it.
So you remember me from a number of years ago. But because we're back to Perek Beis, I think, this year. But Shavuos by night, when we learn Perek Beis, I like to ask the kasha. It says that Bayaz told his workers that when Rus is picking, they should pretend they're dropping it, so she should get more. She should get more, so they should just make believe they're dropping it and keep on going. So the guy asked the kasha that if so, it's chayiv in Trumas u'Maisus. Leket is part from Trumas u'Maisus. That's only if it's really leket. If it's or shikha, he left out. It's only if it's really shikha. If they're just pretending it's shikha, so it's left evil. I see tevichshol. Well, as he's picking and they drop stuff, how's he giving Trumas u'Maisus? What? But the stuff Rus took home?
What?
Rus picked it up and took it home.
Well, you had in mind how much it was.
Well, you had to buy
tepata.
What? So if Achilles Kvav would still be Chayim. Achilles Kvav would still be Chayim. So the Shabbos would still be Chayim. No, Achilles Kvav is Chayim as soon as it's fully grown. So it would still be Chayim. Well, what I was saying on Shavuos by night was that they wouldn't have nemanis. They dropped it. He picked it up. They say, oh, we dropped it purposely. You're not neman. So what's being suggested now is it was Yeshuchel Levi Nachleimach. It's really the same thing. They're not neman. So he dropped it. So anybody can pick it up.
Well, if somebody else came to it and said, we didn't drop it. We didn't
drop it. That's not shikha. Shikha is if you forget it. Like if you drop it, if you put it down, it's not like it. Because like it is something that you left in the field accidentally. But you can't hefka ladim lay have a hefka. If you're saying this is hefka only for aniyim, it doesn't work out tzilchas hefka. Like it is gzeir sakasa. But otherwise it doesn't work. Unless Bayez Halei Beishamai holds that Hefka L'Aniyim is Hefka, but basically Pasuk Beisil. If you mafka something to everyone but one person, it's not Hefka. Rav Shimon Shkop in Shar HaYosher, Shar Hei, has a long tirade against this Ketzais. Ketzais of Hefka is still yours, it's just a neder. So he's Taki asks, so why is Hefka L'Aniyim Lai have a Hefka? Why can't he make a neder? Any Ani could take it, and I'm not going to stop him. So he has this as a kasha, one of his many kashas on the Ketzais. But so at any rate, what we're really walking away with here is that hefka paters, but paters are limited cases. It's true that a person could be chayzer and be kaina, what he could put it down and say zu hefka and be chayzer and kaina it back. However, it only helps in limited cases. It'll help if he's holding by achilas arai. On something in the field before miruach, he's only wants to achilas kva when it's before miruach, so it would help. But in the limited cases where it helps. Now hefker min atayra is hefker even without anybody there. There's a din derabbanan that you need hefker b'fnei shloisha. Why do you need hefker b'fnei shloisha? Because you need to show you're serious. So it has to be that one person can pick it up, and there'll be two witnesses that you are mafker it and that it's his. So that's why you need hefker b'fnei shloisha. Two of them have to be kosher leidus. Two would have to be roi leidus, and then that's what you need. Here it doesn't say anything about hefker b'fnei shloisha, so I don't know what the rules are here. None of the mafarshim here bring that you need b'fnei shloisha, so I don't know. I don't know if it's ukmei adereisa or not ukmei adereisa. Oh, so it's good. By Chametz, it says that any time the Hefker is a mitzvah, an ansadi, that he's gomar or mafkir. So you don't need b'fnei shloisha. Taka says such a chilek. If someone's doing it for halacha reason, there's another case. There's a case where people are traveling, and the mudra no azu mizu. There's a case in the Mishnah where somebody has to be paid the ma'aser sheni. They're traveling, they only have ma'aser sheni to eat. And they can't eat it. The Chutz Yerushalayim, they have to be paid it. So the owner has to give an extra chaymish. He doesn't have enough to give an extra chaymish to be paid it. So it says he puts it down on a stone. He says it's hefker. They can't give it to the other person. So he gives it to the other person. He's a mudra anomi menu. says you put it on the rock and you say Zuhefker, the other person picks it up and then you paid it without the chayvish. If it's not Bailim, then you can be paid without a chayvish. Says such a case. So Hefker, when there's some non-sadi that he means it, if there's a cheshma for the Hefker, then okay, halacha is Sif Yud Zayim. Dvarim she'ein derech rabbi neyadam lezaram bikinais ubesadais. Things that it's not the derech to plant crab apples. Nobody plants crab apples or blackberries. No one, maybe there are places, but yeah, blackberries growing in the wild. Elach has kasam in a hefker p'tur mitrusul naisus. This is a kamat aloshin of Mishnah. Yeah, you could understand this two ways, at least l'chayra. Either he's telling you mitzias. If the derech is, it's hefker, you could assume it's hefker. Shkayach. Or you could learn, at the top of the page, Sif Yud Gimel, it said, you only chayav in truma, kol oichol odom had nishmar, shikdum in aris chayav in truma. Had nishmar, things that people normally watch, a chayav in truma some nice. So you can learn Sif Yud Zayin. Let's see. Let's say crab apples. Nobody plants them for use. So devarim shein derech rabbi neyadam lezaram bikinei besadais elachas kasam in a hefker. They are p'tur mitrusul ma'isus. Even if you do own it, So that's what I was thinking. But I took out the mishnayos, and the Tiferes Yisrael says beferish the first way. He says that if you know for sure it's owned by somebody, it's chayv in mitrusul ma'isus. He says on Sif Yud Zayin, which again is the Mishnah, I think the last Mishnah in Maisris, he says that the first way, that if you know somebody deliberately planted it, that it's Chayiv. And alright, so I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch has to tell me that something growing in the wild has custom in a hefker, it's potter. Maybe he means, if you walk in the woods in the country, you see a very nice the blueberry tree that people don't, doesn't grow in the wild. So by starts, you have to assume someone planted it. Is that what it's saying? You have to assume someone planted it. Even if it's a private land, chutz shena mishtameres, it would have to be chutz mishtameres. It's kind of anyway. So chutz shena mishtameres. It's on the side of the road. So maybe that's what it means. Even in private land. Cheskasam in a hefker. So if it's in hefker, it's takab shita. But in someone's field, cheskasam in a hefker. Okay, good. That's a chiddush. Asif yud ches. Nisarvu peiros hachayavim b'tshuva u'maaser b'peiros hapiturim. This is a big problem, especially today in Eretz Yisrael, where there are places that do separate, places that don't separate. And then there are, in the secular areas, there are stores that buy from here and from there, and sometimes you can't tell which is which, and sometimes it's mixed. They mix together. So you have a case of peiros hachayavin that are mixed with peiros hapeturim. What do you do? So before we go weiter, what's the din? Min b'minai is bottle. Min b'minai. Is chad betray bottle? Is bottle b'roy? Mimina is bottle b'roy. So let's just figure out the case. If what's the case? It's roiv what? We don't know what it is, but take both possibilities. So if it's roiv potter, and a small amount of tevel got mixed in, so mina toir it's bottle b'roy. Now mitrabanan it's a dov sheish matirin. All tevel mina toir is bottle b'roy. Midrabanan, it's a dav shisha matirin, so it's not bottle midrabanan. Okay, so that's one case. Well, we'll learn how. We're going to learn how. There'll be a way to pattern. But the other possibility is it's raiv tevel and miyot chulin. So l'chayr, raiv tevel and miyot chulin. Now let's take for now. That would be another case. We have to know what to do. There's a sugi in the Gemara of Yesh Bila. Achaikis, I think, Rabbi Yudah, the Chachamim, and Shem Shazuri, says, Balach Yesh Bila, that Yesh Bila means when things are mixed, you take wine that's Tevel and wine that's Mesukad, and you put them into the same container and you mix it. Yesh bila means you can assume it mixed out evenly.
Every drop
mixed out evenly. So that if I take to separate, let's say tevel, I take a cupful, I can say this cup is here, it was 50-50, the cup is also 50-50. That's yesh bila balach balach. This doesn't have to do brera. Brera is when I want it to be chal retroactively, the chalois. Here there's no retroactive chalois. I want to be chal now, but I want to take out. So by lach balach, we definitely pass to yesh bila. There's no machlokes sapayskim. By yavesh biyavesh, when you have grain, or anything, apples or tomatoes, yavesh biyavesh, that gets mixed. So that's already a machlokes rishonim. In the Gemara, the machlokes, if we pass in yesh bila, we don't pass in yesh bila. Okay, so with that agdama, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Nisarvu peres hachayav mitruma umayser, peres hapturim. So the best eitzah, im yesh loy peres acherim hachayavim, if you have other peres that are definitely chayav in truma, moitzi mehem, lifi cheshbon peres, chayavin shebet haruvis. The first thing, not going to happen in America, we don't have other tevel in our house. But let's say somebody does. So someone has a bushel of tevel that got mixed with a bushel of mesukan. So now he only has to give on one bushel. It's mixed, he has two bushels in front of him. So you go, you take other produce, which is definitely tevel, and you bring it, I guess, minamukif, together next to this. And you separate. Now, what do you have now? You have two bushels. One bushel tevel, one bushel mesukin. Bring one more bushel, you put it together, and you say, I'm going to separate from this one bushel on two bushels of tevel. I only have two bushels of tevel. I don't recognize the second one, but I know it's there. So I separate, let's say, 10% of two bushels, not of three. 10% of two bushels, and this is a vadai way of solving your problem.
That's if you know you have to know how much.
Yeah. So here there is a problem. Okay, so this is the first part of mechaber. Now we get to the second part. There's a problem here because if it's roiv, not tevel, then a teres bottle b'roiv. If the tevel fell in, then a teres really bottle. So David Shesha Matirin, it's Chaim and Rabbanan. Now, you really can't do that. You can't take other Tevel that's Vadei Chiyav, Minachayim and Atayr, and separate from Chiyav al Aptor. You can't separate from Chiyav, from Tevel that's Chayiv min Atayr, on things that are Chayiv only Midi Rabbanan. You can't separate from Chiyav al Aptor. Why? Because on a Deraisidical level, when you take Meiser, if there are two bushels, so now you're going to take, for Meiser Rishi, you're going to take a fifth of a bushel. But Min HaTorah, half of that is still Tevel. Half of that is not Meiser. Meiser can't be Chal more than 10%. So that is Tevel, it's not Mesukah. You have to separate from that itself, Truma, and then Meiser Sheini, it's still Tevel, until you separate Meiser Sheini. Bittul is only when you can't separate it out. If you can separate it out, it means it was never bottled in the first place.
Okay.
So Rabbi Eli is saying a lumdish thing. He's saying in lumdis, you're able to separate the tevel from the, like, efshla seifta. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. What? But Kimi, but that's Tevel. Because that part of Meiser Rishon that you're calling Meiser Rishon, you're not going to separate Meiser Sheni on it. So that's always the problem. You separate Menachiyav al Aptor, that part is has a problem of still being Tevel. So it creates an issue. So there are Mefarshim that say that this Mishnah is only talking from a Derabbanan on a Derabbanan. Why is the Shulchan Aruch Saisim? So it may be because Bizman Azeh Trumas Maisus HaDerabbanan. So you're always separating from a Derabbanan on a Derabbanan. Now here you're going from a Derabbanan on a Trey Derabbanan, which Paiskim HaMesupik. But that would be one way to learn the Shulchan Aruch. It's very hard to understand. How is the Shulchan Aruch giving us an Eitzah that only works if it's Raiv Tevel, it works. Because then it's not Potem in HaTayra. But if it's Raiv Mesukad, the Tevel is Potem in HaTayra. So how does this Eitzah work? How does the Eitzah work?
If Hefka works, that would be the easiest Eitzah.
You're giving all the Eitzahs. So we're talking about you have to realize, Mendy, some people, when they're mafka things, they mean it's Hefka. And other people will grab it. Other people will grab it.
I wouldn't let anybody come near it.
So the again, you have to have cups. We'll get to the second case. Again, this first Eitzah, to bring other things, if the mixture is Raiv Tevel, it's good. It's Raiv Tevel, it's Chayiv Mikar Adin. I bring something else that's Chayiv Mikar Adin, and everything is fine. If it's Raiv Mesukan, the original mixture, which means that Minatayr was Batul Barayv, the Tevel, so it's only Chayiv Derabanan. So you can't separate. We have a kasha. How can you separate machayev derais and machayev derabanan? So the only way out is to say nowadays everything's derabanan. So it's trei derabanan, chay derabanan, so shalom Yisrael. That's what it means. Which is good in the Shulchan Aruch, which is not Hilchasil Mashiach, it's his man hazeh. But the Rambam, this is the Lashon of Rambam. The Rambam passes the Amais of Mashiach also. So, yeah.
If it's Rav Tavel, so you give up against the whole Lashon or just against the Rav?
Only against the Rav. The Mechab, we're going to see that's what you gain with the first Eitzah, that you only give against the amount of Tevel. The second Eitzah, you're going to have to give against the whole mixture.
Okay. Maybe the Halach, that's Hilchas of the Mashiach, and also one that applies now, that's different. The Rambam,
he brings Hilchas to Perek Aleph, is all the Halachas, and the last Sif is, B'zman HaZeh, at the end of Perek Aleph of Tshuva.
Why don't you add Chiyuv to this mixture?
It's an Eitzah. Add more Tevel to the mixture. It's a good Eitzah. Add more Tevel, make a Chayiv Mimikar Adin, and then you could do it. Achinami. It's a good
Eitzah.
You're allowed to be battle. Well, alright, the second Eitzah. Why does he have no Tevel? The Mechaber brings a second Eitzah. Again, Yeshua Peres Achayrim. Hachayavim, Moitzin of Yecheshim Peres Hachayavim, Shevetarum, it's good. Imlav, if you have nothing else, so now you have to be Samech on Bila. Moitzin, now you lose by Bila. Why? Because if you want to separate, let's say it's wine, and you want to separate, you have the two bushels, now you're going to have to give 10% of the two bushels to the Meiser. Right? The Meiser Rishon. Because you can't say, I'm going to pick out the Chayav. You can't. Bila means it's mixed. So Imlav, Moitzi Truma v'Trumas Meisa al HaKoil. You have to do separate Truma and Trumas Meisa on everything. Umafrish Meisa Rishon v'Sheni l'fi Cheshbon. So the Shas says it doesn't mean l'fi Cheshbon. You have to separate on the total, but to actually give it to the Levi, Moitzi Levi Avaraya. Him Yoy Avdi l'fi Cheshbon Peres Chiyav v'Shem Tarumas. But the Hafrasha now is going to have to be on the whole thing. Nafkamina is Truma anyway, Chitachas Beiteres. And Truma's Meiser is 1%. So instead of giving 1% on the one bushel, which worked with the first Eitzah for Truma's Meiser, you're going to have to give 1% on the whole two bushels. And Memela, that's the way that a person resolves the issue. Now, is this talking only Lach Balach or even Yavish B'Yavish? So it depends. Lach Balach, for sure, we pass in Yesh Bila. Yavesh b'yavesh, the machlek sapayskin. If we pass the yavesh b'yavesh, the Chazon Ish says that we don't lemaisa. We're not makel yesh bila by yavesh b'yavesh. He's matchik that I don't know if he means that the mechaber holds that way or he's paskini that way. But he says this din of the mechaber is only good by liquid. If you have grapes that got mixed, make wine out of it, and then separate lefi yesh bila.
If you're giving it as liquid, you would have to give it to the both. What can you say? Because every drop
is half tevel and half not. So you have to be able to get a tenth of a bushel.
I should be able to charge.
You can't charge. It's forget charging. Afrosha. Don't do that. So the Levi, you don't have to give. Only Kafi Mam and Shabbai. Right. But the Truma is also Bachila. So what are you going to do with it? You can charge him for the. You could make a Kayim pay for Kafi Dvei Truma, maybe. Now here is a kasha, which I think you started to ask before. L'chayra, if you indicate the first case, it's Tzav Shesh HaMetir. The second case, what's Tzav Shesh HaMetir? I have one bit of tevel that fell into a big mixture of besukan. It should all be mutter. See, what is Tzav Shesh HaMetir? That Asher Techlan Aves, Techlan Abater. That why should you eat it and be Sadech HaBitol separate? It doesn't cost anything. But it says, the Ramah says, if you have to kasher it, it's not Tzav Shesh HaMetir, because the Demei Eitzin, it costs you money. So the kasha here is, in the second case, it should be Ois Tzav Shesh HaMetir. In order for me to be Misakin, I have to give double the amount of Truma and Trumas Naisim. So it should be Ois Tzav Shesh HaMetir in the second case. Because what?
Keeping
the Meiser. Mechaber says the Truma and Trumas Naisim, that was saying, although Losha Mechaber is Umafrish Meiserishin Lefichesman. As a matter of fact, it goes Le'ibud. No one's going to buy the Truma, Trumas Naisim from you. So you're certainly losing. Right? You're losing an amount of money. So be geshmak to learn. The Mechaber means where it's Raif Tevel. Where it's not Batel. Batel is separate parasha. We're not going into the Hashem Etirin. We're talking here where it's Raif Tevel. We're going to learn that. It's talking here where it's Raif Tevel. So it'll help for the first half of the Sif too. So I asked the Kasha in the first part, how do you bring something else? If this is only Chayav D'Rabbanan, you're separating from Chiyav Al Aftor. So if we allow ourselves to learn that this Mechab is talking, even though it doesn't say Beferish, it's in the Sarvu, then what? In the Chita. In which case? You're losing. Because instead of 1% of Trumas Meiser, you're going to have to destroy Bizman Hazeh. So you have 1% of 2 bushels, you're right, the Chita Achas is the same for everything, but you're losing Trumas Meiser. So anyway, that would help a little bit.
Right,
Tevel. No, but the tikkun, it can be misakin just the Tevel Shabbai. You're allowed to be misakin by Dimua, you're misakin the Tevel Shabbai. Right, the only Yotiv Sisai, that Bittel could take away a Kasarn, but it can't give a Chiv, so it can't make an extra Chiv. Alright, so this is the Yisai. Rav Chai Krievsky writes on this Sif, you should know, that we'll do a Bittel Barai. Called the Parish, is Meruba Parish, that's even Rabbanan. Besides this Parish, if you go to a store, they mix the produce together, so that's Bittel. They don't mix it, they just buy from a few places, and now they can't tell which is which, and you bought from the store, called the Parish, is Meruba Parish, Halach is Kavua, that there you go, Basu. Okay, next Sunday, there won't be a day this year. It's Shavuos, so I mean, it's Hashem, in 2 weeks. We'll
learn Shavuos.
We will learn Shavuos, but...